lot of people dream of being buried by their money. If these tunnels collapse, I might just get that wish. Except none of the mica that's packed into the walls of this mine belongs to me. With my teeth gritted and two hands around a shovel, I strike the dirt wall in front of me. The earth splits apart and crumbles to the floor like an offering, flakes of mica glistening in a pool of orange sunlight. I crouch, my trousers matted in dust, matching the grime that stains my body like a second layer of skin. I brush my fingers through the pile of dirt, sifting for the precious flakes and dropping them into a basket. It's not big enough. None of these are, I mumble. Where is the demon's tongue? My stomach growls. I wonder if a tiger lives in there with how hungry I always get. As my thoughts fade into images of syrup-covered jalebi and juicy gulab jamun sweets, I leave the worthless pile and stumble deeper into the dark throat of the mines.
Wait, Nora, don't go so deep,
comes a whine from beside me.
It's dangerous.
I know, I grunt, cutting off Faisal's annoying warning for the third time today. But Mr. Waleed sells gulab jamun on Tuesdays, and if I don't dig enough mica today to earn me the rupees to buy one, I'm going to blame you. If anyone says that they work for passion or world peace and not the delicious food on their plate, they're lying. There's only one truth in this world. Everyone's got a hungry monster in their stomach that roars if they don't satisfy it. And I know well enough to satisfy mine. It's why I'm searching for the demon's tongue, a legendary treasure buried deep in these mines. Maybe it's just a rumor invented by kids to spark some life into a boring job, but I swear I've heard even the contractors talk about it. It's money like no one has ever been able to grasp. It's magic. It's unearthly. Maybe it can't even be seen. Maybe it's not even real. I chase its myth as I creep forward. The tunnels are narrow, only fit for a kid's body. My baba used to work in these same mica mines, but when the tunnels tapered into thin paths as deep as 300 meters, contractors learned that adults weren't the best people for the job. It's why a 12-year-old like me and the other neighborhood kids got hired to dig up the mica scraps scattered underground. The sharp clang of hammers against stone rams through my eardrums like the ticking of a clock. And the fading sunlight tells me I don't have much time left before we call it a day. I'm here from sunrise to sunset, from the moment my eyes crack open to the last second before my muscles scream at me to stop. A sparkle flashes in the corner of my vision, and I can almost taste the sweet gulab jamun on my tongue. My lungs protest. This deep underground, the air supply is low. I don't know much at all about science, but I can feel it. The chains around my chest that squeeze tighter as I lurch another meter below. The mine is similar to a human. We enter through its mouth, dive down its throat, and then explore its dark belly. I fold my arms and duck my head into a slender tunnel. I'm just about to approach one of its arms.
Nora, Faisal calls. The sun's about to set. You won't be able to see anymore.
Faisal's always cautioning safety, but all the other kids and I threw safety into the sea when we accepted this job. The deeper the tunnels we dig, the greater the chance they'll collapse. And I've heard the horror stories, too, about all the kids who never came back.